Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Convention Day is coming up tomorrow. Believe it or not, it is here.
The end of the convention season. We've been through all the county races, but now the big boys here, the state convention for both the Republicans and the Democrats. Boy, the Republicans have a lot going on. It starts at 8 in the blessed AM, and will probably be dark when those fine folks leave.
So if you were wondering if you want to be a delegate, just be prepared, folks. Like, you're not being worked every day, but tomorrow you're earning every dollar of the $0 that you're getting paid.
It's so true.
Every single dollar.
Earning all of that non-money. In fact, you're paying to be there.
That's so true.
Thank you.
No gas reimbursement for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the races that we want to focus on is CD3, Congressional District 3. This is John Curtis's seat. John Curtis decided not to run for another term in the House. He is running for Senate. So this is an open seat. There's roughly 10 people that are running in this race. And you have two ways. You can either gather signatures or you can win at convention if you want to end up on the primary ballot. So bringing on one of those candidates right now, Catherine Dolan, is joining us. Thank you.
Good morning.
First time candidate.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. I want to start with that first time candidate. Now, if you look at your background, you have been a Senate staffer, notably for Bob Bennett, a Utah favorite, also another Republican from Oregon. You've done some lobbying. So you have a lot of history in the political ecosystem, especially the federal system.
That's right.
So you know the office and the duty. We'll get to that in a minute. But this is your first time on the candidate side. What is that experience like?
You know, I've never been a candidate, like you said. It is totally, it's a lot, right? It's something that I had no idea what I was getting into when I did this. I'm really glad I made that leap. Sometimes it's better if you don't know.
Right.
But we need people who have a fresh perspective in these races. And that voice in the conversation is really an important voice. I'm grateful that I have been able to bring an outside perspective. It represents a lot of the people in the 3rd District and what they're worried about.
As we were learning more about you, doing our research, one of the things that, and stick with me, it'll come around to a real question, but one of the things I got a chuckle out of was in your hobbies, it said budgeting. I chuckled about it because I'm like, wait a second. I love this idea. In fact, every congressional candidate should have a hobby of budgeting, because that is one area that we are a disaster in federally.
Absolutely. You know, when I go to Smith's with my kids, we are constantly adding up in our heads what the grocery bill is, right? Like, this is a part of real life for Utah families. And in Congress, they don't pay the bills. They're not balancing their budget. And that's really what's brought us to this point where we have $34.5 trillion in debt. They're not paying attention. They're not doing the work to fix that.
So there are 10 candidates in this race, a Republican.
Yes, one dropped out. So there's just 9.
Okay,
now.
So easy peasy,
right?
Then. And you're talking to a few thousand delegates. How do you go about having these conversations and differentiating yourself? Now, one differentiating that I'm just going to give an applause line to, you're the only woman.
That's
and
right.
We do know we need more female representation from Utah. So how do you start a conversation to try and persuade at least 40% of delegates to vote for you?
That's right. You know, it's wonderful. We have they're elected on March 5th. So it's a quick sprint, right? But we have done a lot of cottage meetings, a lot of virtual town halls, and lots of phone calls, just reaching out to folks, letting them know why I'm running, my background, and also asking what their concerns are. Most of the delegates, they're the people that are willing to spend that whole day at the convention in April. Luckily, it's not going to be too sunny, not a yard work day, but they're curious. They have issues they're really concerned about. So most of them, you know, want to know, where are you standing on these issues? How are you going to be different than the other folks? And so engaging with them is interesting and fun. They're definitely engaged for the most part.
One thing I've done this political season is I've asked every candidate, especially because if you get the Republican nomination, the chances you're going to win are extremely likely.
That's
so
right.
And I'm hearing a lot of the same consistent messages. But if you go back to Washington, you're not going to get anything past just being partisan, just red meat kind of topics. And like, we're going to lock down the border and we're going to, you know, we're going to stop the spending, because everyone says this, gets elected, and then nothing happens, because you have to bring over the other side.
Yeah.
Is there a topic? Is there something? Is there a thing that you think you could reach across the aisle specifically and say, I think Democrats will join me on this one topic and we can get some movement?
Yeah, you know, the budget and our spending, we have deficit spending. So I like to call that credit card spending, that yep. the deficit is adding to our debt each year. And there are a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who would like to see those deficit numbers come down. Really, where the question is and where the fighting starts is on what? What are we going to cut? But we've got to start looking. We're spending so much time concentrating on that 20%, 15 to 20% where we can't agree. We've got to look where we can. You know, we're spending so much, we've got to tighten our belts everywhere in the government. But we need a representative who's willing to say, hey, I want more people to join. Let's do what we can to get more. Let's find that 80% where we can get a wide range of support, because there are a lot of people in this country, and certainly in Utah, who are very concerned about government spending. That is definitely something that can go across the aisle, and it's just a matter of being willing to do the work and look for those people.
Okay, so one quick question. As you said, delegates are high information voters.
Yes.
What's one issue that is maybe important but boring? Like, what should we be paying more attention to?
Important but boring. Well, a lot of people think the budget's really, really okay, boring, yeah, but that's gotten a lot of attention right now. Also, let's see, important but boring. I think, you know, immigration's not boring. Everyone's talking about immigration. A lot of people are talking about inaction in Congress and how we're going to get past this. You know, what's happened in the Republican caucus and in during this Congress. We, you know, we're in charge and we aren't getting stuff done, right? So I'd say that's a big topic of conversation among the delegates.
Well, your day is going to be long tomorrow. We wish you luck. Thank you for taking the time and joining us, Catherine Dahlin, who is running in the 3rd District, looking to get the nomination or convention nomination.
That's right.
Did you gather signatures?
You know, I started, again, I'm a first-time candidate, and I clicked both boxes. You can gather signatures or go convention only, and I started gathering signatures. It became to the point where we realized it is not really possible to get 7,000 registered Republican signatures with just volunteers when you are not a longtime politician. So then we pivoted over. It's actually quite expensive to pay a signature gatherer.
Yes.
We looked into that, worked on that some side, but what it came down to is I'm not willing to spend a small fortune to become a member of Congress. I am a fiscal conservative. And so now I am 100% convention only and looking to those delegates.
Yeah, to gather signatures, you need at least 7,000, I believe.
That's correct.
Number 7,000.
Registered Republicans in the district.
And there's a lot that have to hire. And most people, I would say, on some level, hire it out and
have to
collect those signatures. So it can be thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. So thank you. We appreciate it. Good luck. It's obviously something we'll be following closely.
Yeah.
And best of luck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah,
Catherine Dahlin, website? Do you have a website?
Yes, it's Catherine and then the number 4utah.com.
Thank you.